Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, February 21st. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. We're at Turfway Park. They have a Kentucky Derby prep, the John Battaglia Memorial. That's the third leg of the late pick four. But we will start with the opening leg, which is maiden three-year-old fillies sprinting 5.5. Jim, how'd you see this one?
Well, we don't do a lot of Turfway, and there's a reason. Turfway is very, very, very difficult. And I took the tack in this particular pick four sequence. I am going to single one race, and I'm going to go deep in the other three. And if I'm right, I got a shot at hitting the pick four. I don't like to take three or four horses in every race, but that's what you need to do at Turfway. It's very unpredictable. This race, I wound up taking five horses. The obvious one, Princess Julie on the inside, Eric Foster and Dela Cruz. Got second last time out, got a good buyer progression, a 55 buyer last time out. Cutting back from 6 to 5.5, not sure if that helps this filly or not because she's coming from out of it, but she's got a big shot. Nanji, same thing, 0 for 9, though, and that bothers me, but she's got a lot of speed, and she may get the lead. I don't think Princess Julie is going to challenge her. And she may hang on. She just got caught last time out, and the 5.5 does help her. So if I had to pick a horse to win, it's going to be Nanji. I'm going to use Zangria, the first-time starter for Greg Foley, off that really good work at Churchill Training, I guess, at 48-2 Breezing on February 14th. First-time starter for Greg Foley. He's not great at first-time starters, but he's a pretty good synthetic trainer. And then we use a couple horses on the outside that are logical. Chelsea Danner's a really good first time out from 12%. Seems like they always have a price. You got an ROI of 6.29, so $6. Every time you bet her horses, you bet $2 on the first time starter, you'd be up double money, triple your money. Arlo's Gaming is the horse, and Carrasco takes them out. And then Kilby Girl for Wesley Ward, second time start. Wesley Maiden Special, Maiden second time start is 29%. So kind of didn't take anything crazy here. It looked like one of those five ought to get me through the first leg, but at Turfway, you never know.
Absolutely right. I ended up taking Kilby Girl on top for Wesley Ward. This one was a little slow to start from the rail in the two-year-old debut back in October, and in an 11-horse field on the rail, two-year-old that doesn't get out really well, which is rare for a Wesley horse. I thought maybe that compromised her chances and she could bounce back and run much better second time out. So I took Kilby Girl on top. Princess Julie was my next one, and I thought that was a nice bit of improvement in the third start. The trainer and the rider both are having good meets. And then the other one would be Nanzig down there in the two hole that ran solidly last time out here at Turfway. Arlo's Granny and Zingraya, I like both of those as well. I'm not going to use them to keep the ticket in a level that I would want it, but those were two that are certainly scary in here. The eighth race, allowance optional claimer for three-year-olds at 6 furlongs. I took Lorelei Lee on top for Mike Maker, one first time out, and that's not something the Maker Barn typically does, and this horse had a little trouble to boot. So I thought maybe that signaled there's a little something there for Lorelei Lee. Cadenza for Brad Cox was third by 0.5 length with a 75 buyer in the first try against winners. So that was a real solid effort at Turfway. Hen Party I'm going to use just on the angle that it's a Godolphin runner and did win first time out at Presque Isle on the synthetic. And then Gracie's Delight, another Wesley Ward runner who broke his maiden at Turfway on the 10th of December. So those were the four for me in there. How did you see race eight?
Well, this is the race that I'm singling, and I'm going to take Cadenza on top here. She had a troubled trip last time out. They tried her at Saratoga in a dirt race and ran fifth, came back on the turf 5.5 furlongs, and won that race. And she was 4-5 that day in a 10-horse field, so she was very well considered for that race. And then they shipped her to Turfway. Don't know what happened at Saratoga. You would think that she would have run at Churchill or Keeneland coming back. But there may have been something that went wrong, and she wasn't able to get back on track until December 21st. And I thought that was a great comeback race. 75 buyer in the 8 hole, going 6 furlongs. Got bumped at the start, was 5 wide, and just barely got beat for second. So I thought that that race, and this one has more experience. I mean, I like your horse that you picked, Lorelei Lee, coming off a maiden special weight win, but that's only one race, and this horse is fourth race, lifetime, second off a layoff. And, obviously Brad Cox is another reason, but I'm going to take a stand with Cadenza here. If I'm wrong, I'm out of pick four, but I think it's a logical choice, and I think Lorelei Lee is the one to worry about here. And Gracie's Delight, the one you didn't mention, if she gets an easy lead, she could be tough to run down. So, Cadenza, take a stand here.
Ninth race is the John Battaglia Memorial for three-year-olds at a mile and a 16th. And this was a nicely matched group, I thought. Where did you land?
Yeah, I've got some logical horses. I've got a price. Three beasts on the inside for Colebrook coming off the Leonidas, I guess, stakes, which was a logical lead up to this race, and won that race by a length, went wire to wire. Very difficult to go wire to wire on the synthetic at Turfway. And then I went to some outside horses. That field for Tom Morley, coming off a win in a $150,000 listed stakes at Aqueduct at a mile and 16th, so it's already been the distance. They tried this colt in the Futurity, second time out on the turf. Of course, they have no synthetic experience, but ran three really good races on the turf in New York. Stopped the car for Brendan Walsh. I really like this horse in the LeCompte. And he just kind of ran a mediocre race. He was wide out the track, just never got a hold of the track. He runs back to that Churchill race on November 29th with the 80 Buyer. It was his second straight win. He went off at less than 5-1 into LeCompte, a grade three Derby prep at Fairgrounds. So stop the car at 8-1 is a bargain for Brendan Wall. Full effort, the horse that comes out of the Street Beast race. Got to use him if you use Street Beast because he ran a length behind him and was closing at the end, had a little bit of a troubled trip as well, and was the favorite at 6-5 in that race. And then two out hero for Kevin Hazard. This horse is raced at Woodbine on the synthetic, won by 12, came back and won on turf, and then they put him in the summer stakes and only got beat by a length in grade one. So last alone, I don't like a 12 hole at Turfway, but two out hero is the certain class of the race. So I'm going to go five deep in there. If I had to pick a winner, Street Beast or two out hero.
I am going to take a shot with a little bit of a price in here. Kilo Tango, just off a maiden win, but it's Brad Cox, so his runners can certainly move up first time against winners. And this horse, I just loved how he finished out in the middle of the track, had to go widest of all, and the jockey wasn't getting after him that hard, and he just finished up strong. The second place finisher was a good bit ahead of third. I think with the pedigree, this horse will love more distance, and an improving three-year-old at 12-1 for Brad Cox probably won't get that price, but with the quality of this field, I think you'll get a decent price, so I'm going to try with Kilo Tango. Stop the car for Walsh. Had a couple of nice wins to start his career, and then was wide in that stakes race at the Fairgrounds. Full effort is the other Cox runner that's probably more well-regarded and just missed in a stakes. And then Street Beast won that stake, the Leonidas at Turfway, for Colebrook. I'm going to leave the 12 out just on the post position and to keep the ticket where I wanted to. I had to make a tough decision somewhere. So I took a four-horse group here with Kilo Tango at 12-1, the upset on top. 10th race is a crapshoot. It's Maiden Claimer, $7,500, three and up at a mile. I took Pack a Lunch, big class drop for this one, and only the fourth start, so maybe some improvement left. And that hadn't shown himself to be a career maiden yet. Honor Point is a first-time starter. Don't like the post at all, but this is such a crazy group. I am going to include him because the trainer, John Ennis, 7-5-5 over 44 starts at the meets. His horses have run well. And then Money, and you'll get a little bit of a price on that one. Money Memelo, the 2, is the second off a layoff, and Luan Machado is sticking around to get the mount on this one again. So those are my three without a real strong opinion, but I'm using three there, and leaves me at a $72 ticket, and I didn't want to go any higher on this card. So that's what I went with. How did you see the 10th race?
Well, your theory is the same as mine. I think you'd take in a $7,500 maiden claimer, you look at the horses that have lost the least, and that's Pack-a-Lunch, only three losses. With a 55 buyer last time out, they're dropping this horse, though, from 30,000 to 7,500. Big old red flag there, but they may have just said, well, he's not competitive at that level. Let's just get him clean. Win a little bit of money. The purse is 23,000, so they can get about 13,000 out of that. So they're ready to give this one up after three races, which is not necessarily a good thing. Honor Point, first-time starter. I always have to take a first-time starter in a maiden claimer that you don't have a strong opinion. Also going to take Ox-Hamad, for John Hancock, first-time starter of the seven horse. He's 0 for 17 first-time starters, which amazes me because John Hancock is pretty good with young horses. So I'm going to take him. I'm going to take Big Nelson for Barry King at 20-1. Horse comes out of a race at Turfway that was a 10,000 maiden, and he got beat by 11 lengths, but the two horses that won a $10,000 maiden race came right back and won again. So those horses coming out of a maiden 10 and going ahead and winning a claiming race or an allowance race next time out tells me that race is pretty live and jumped up from a 5 to a 44 buyer. And then I'm going to take Money Memolo. The horse is 0 for 14 lifetime, but the numbers match up. I hate 0 for 14 maidens. Not to figure out if they ever figure out a win now, they're not going to win tonight. But this is a very weak field, so you got to throw him in there. And then Rachel's Wagon for Paul Mankey, very consistent at the 15,000, 25,000 level, and now they're dropping this one. This one's wide open. If you can go all in here, I wouldn't try to talk somebody out of there. I left off a 4-1 shot, Scoville, that looks like he could win too. So five horses, though. I think I took six. Yeah, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 12.
All right, pick four time. I took a $72 ticket, two or three horses to start, 1, 2, and 8, with 2, 3, 6, 8, with 1, 4, 9, 11, with 2, 4, 12. So 3 by 4 by 4 by 3, just not really, not overly confident. But I wish I could have found a single to key it on like you did, but. We'll see. We'll take a shot at it. I do like that Kilo Tango a little bit for a price in the John Battaglia. All right. What about you?
So I spent $75, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8 with 2, Cadenza singling in the second leg. 1, 7, 9, 11, 12 with the Battaglia with 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 12 in the last one for $75.
Best of luck if you're playing at Turfway on Saturday night or somewhere else throughout the day. Just make sure you have plenty of funds in your Keeneland's Select account, and we will see you next week for the In the Money podcast from KeenelandSelect.com.